Fly fishing expert Josh Mills tells us how to go after winter steelhead. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Winter steelhead are the badder, meaner, more intense cousins of their summer and spring brethren. They come in, they're sexually mature, so they are looking to boogie and they don't overwinter a long period of time. Some are repeat spawners, so they've done this a couple of times. When going after them, you're faced with a different set of conditions that often dictate what you do for summer steelhead. If you're swinging for them, getting down in the water column with bigger sink tips, the lingo is a letter called T, and then they'll have a dash of a number, and that's the sink rate of the tungsten that's attached to the sink tip that it goes on the end of your fly line. Oftentimes, you're fishing 10 to 12 feet of what's called T14. Some places get up to T18. The flies are presented lower in the water column, closer to the bottom. Oftentimes, are half a chicken, as we jokingly say, but it presents more of a profile and an irritant for the steelhead to come and grab a hold of. Flies are definitely bigger, but at the same time, you have to pay attention to water temperature conditions, because as the waters maybe increase as it gets a little bit further along in the winter and or spring, you don't have to go down as far. They definitely aren't as grabby as your summer cousins. Presented at the right times, winter steelhead are brawling, just have an energy that is hard to attach themselves to. I remember the first winter run steelhead fish that I actually swung Oregon Coastal River, and that thing just beat me to shreds. It left me after I released it just kind of there in awe.
So for winter flies, bigger is better.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.